Welcome. This is Luke Behrings with a podcast on leadership and things related. Now, this is just a story a guy told another guy, so don't blame me if it isn't true. It's just a great story. I would like to share it with you for this episode. It's probably still out there on the internet somewhere. It was 3 p.m. when he got a call, he tells us. It was his wife on the phone. Would he please pick up their son from daycare? Yeah, she knew it was her day, but something important came up at work, so she couldn't make it. Well, you can imagine he wasn't really thrilled. He was busy as well, and now he had to skip this meeting. Anyway, he wrapped up what he was doing, had the meeting postponed, and got into his car. Some 20 minutes later, he arrived at the daycare center, walked in, and picked his son up. And here the story becomes interesting. It was now about 3:30, and there he was, with his four-year-old. He was wondering what to do in the middle of the afternoon. He said he felt a bit awkward, not really used to this. So he took his son over to the park, a couple of blocks down the road, and they played a bit of football. Had some fun. Okay, come 5 o'clock, they went to the supermarket, because mom had asked him to do some shopping for dinner. And with the groceries, they eventually went home. There they unpacked the bags, and then father and son went to the kitchen to prepare a simple dinner together because mom would be home soon. I think it was spaghetti bolognese and a green salad. And when mom did get home, they had dinner. And after dinner, he took his son up, bathed him, put on his pajamas, and put him to bed. And then he read him a short bedtime story, kissed him goodnight. And then he turned around and left the room. But just when he was about to close the door, his son said, "Dad, Dad." So he turned around and his son said, "Dad, this was the best day of my life." You know, I can hardly tell this story without goosebumps. Because what happened here? This was just a dad who gave his son some undivided attention. It didn't cost him much. He wasn't even really aware of what he was doing. Some undivided attention to a four-year-old kid. And the kid said, "Dad, this was the best day of my life." I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure these 9 words will help the guy through the next 6 weeks of shit at work and in the world. Now, how about us as leaders? When was the last time we gave someone our undivided attention? And I mean undivided. No distractions. Just be there in the moment and really take the other person on board. Have a real conversation. Remember, this is one of those things that are important, clear enough, but yes, not urgent. And yet, that's where the quality is. The quality of our work, our relationships, our life. Attention doesn't cost much. At least, it costs much less than it yields. It made me remember how the real quality of life or work is not in the major life-changing decisions. You know, when we start to feel uncomfortable, maybe need to make some changes. So let's completely reshuffle the team or let's change our strategic direction or whatever. I'm not saying things like this should not be considered, of course not. There's certainly a time for them. It's just that we shouldn't overlook the power and leverage hidden in the small things, because it's so often the small things that have the biggest impact. And what goes for work also goes for our personal life. Buy a boat and sail around the world. Did you know that each year around 700 Frenchmen leave the country by boat to start sailing around the world with their families? 700. And within 3 months, 95% of them return, obviously not having found what they were looking for. Or sell my house and move to France, live in paradise. Well, we did just that some 18 years ago, and I can tell you it's just life. In another location, a better one for sure, but still. Or quit my job and find something else. There's so much else we can decide to do before quitting. Enough to fill a podcast. Which now I come to think of it is exactly what I will do in the next few weeks. But anyway, sometimes I feel we live in a society that prefers large over small. I mean, it's Big Mac, right? Would you buy a small Mac? No kidding. The story of the dad and his kid again made me aware that it's really the small things that matter. The things we generally tend to overlook or take for granted. So lose your device next time you talk to someone. Or just close the lid on your laptop. Or call instead of email or IM. Say thank you for a service rendered. Leaders should have the guts to give the small things some more attention. They really deserve it.